Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and you're listening to Rights Radio and rightsradio.com, where your rights have a permanent URL. Brought to you by starpublications.com. That's Star with two R's. Poor American Eagle. What happened to the American Eagle? He flew over a U.S. military base and was caught in a hail of friendly fire. A farmer in Kansas found the eagle in his barn, struggling with horrific wounds to his left wing. The right wing was in better shape, but growing weaker by day from internal injuries. Amazingly, it was the same Kansas farm, foreclosed, bought, then foreclosed again, and again, where Superman grew up and where Dorothy flew off to the land of Oz. How the eagle arrived in Kansas was a mystery. Most had long forgotten about Kansas, once the heartland of the nation. Now the nation no longer required a heart. Wall Street titans had the best hearts that money could buy, while the middle class and poor had lost heart, along with their homes, jobs, and economic security. The farmer was dirt poor, yet tenderly transported the injured bird to the Eagle Emergency Ward in his 1998 Ford pickup truck, purchased long before cars became trucks, and trucks morphed into tanks catering to teenage girls and young moms with cell phone earrings. Unfortunately, the farmer's insurance company had recently raised his rates by 38%, and he couldn't afford to pay. He would gladly have put the eagle's medical bill on his small business credit card, the one he never left home without, but American Express had jacked up interest rates on all small business owners across the board. When the farmer couldn't handle the exorbitant increase, American Express froze his card. If American Express hadn't raised his monthly interest rates by 5% and/or the government hadn't turned a blind eye while U.S. insurance companies increased their rates, the eagle might have flown again. But the eagle was left limping for the rest of his life. Certainly no match for a Chinese dragon. The farmer returned home with the injured eagle, built him a box in a corner of the barn, and shared the morsels of food he could still afford to grow. All the while, Russell Crowe was bent on saving everything he cared about in 3 days. If only the American president had been able to save the American people in 730 days, the first 2 years of his term. Truth be told, the president didn't notice that the eagle was missing. He was too busy rebuilding the land of Oz in Washington, D.C., a triumph of human ingenuity if ever there was one. As for the eagle, he was a very sad bird indeed. While he deeply appreciated the farmer's kindness, now he had no job, no reputation to uphold, and would never soar again. Much as he prayed nightly, the eagle knew that he was no longer who he was, a proud national bird that put the rest of the world in awe. Indeed, he would forever be dependent on others for shelter, protection, and food in his dark little corner of the barn. Fleeting moments of joy would come from a rare glimpse of the sky, only to shatter his heart when another bird flew by. The moral of this story, an eagle that loses his past can never regain his future. And I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.